is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out just by going right into your phone calls. But first, I want to welcome our brand newest affiliates, KBKW, AM 1450, and 94.7 on the FM side. It's a news talk station out in Aberdeen, Washington. So welcome aboard to everybody in the Aberdeen listening area tuned into KBKW, joining us now for our Saturday shows. 800-259-9231. This is the show that allows you to take control of the airwaves. So let's start by going to ladies first again. It's Key in Pennsylvania on the amp lines. Hello, Key.
Hey, Ian, Mark.
Hey.
I wanted to let you know something I'm doing in my area. I got sick and tired of the dollar and the Fed. I felt helpless. So what I did is I started up my own alternate trading company. It's called Del Valley Silver, and we trade in silver rounds.
So you created an alternative currency, sort of local alternative currency exchange?
Yes, it's a barter exchange.
These have been they have a national group for this. Are you a member of the American Currency Exchange?
American Open Currency Standard?
American Open Currency Exchange.
No, because the American Open Currency Standard has a value on their currency. We don't do that.
Okay.
We want it to be a free trade so that the merchants can put whatever value they want on their trade.
Got it.
So we don't want anything to be valued for the merchant.
Got it.
So
well, I think it's a great idea.
We have an ounce of silver, and an ounce of silver is an ounce of silver, and however that gets bartered for is between the merchant and the consumer.
So there's a lot of work in doing what you're doing. How do you get compensated for it?
I sell one-year memberships to the merchants, and then they get access to my site for a year. And they can change whatever they're offering on the site whenever they'd like. They get their own merchant ID and password. Consumers, they can join for free. And they can also refer merchants. When they refer merchants, they get 2 silver tokens for free whenever a merchant signs up. So that's how it basically spreads without having to need to hire salespeople.
So
it's
how does
a great
this,
idea.
Okay, maybe I wasn't paying total attention here. How does it work from my side as a consumer? How do I take advantage of this system?
Well, you would go on the site and check out. Right now, we're just started up. I have 3 merchants. I have a karate place that accepts silver.
Mm-hmm.
And my website obviously takes silver. And then there's a products testing facility that also takes silver. I've got 3 or 4 chiropractor. I see with a lot of the medical problems coming up, a lot of the doctors are going to want to be involved, where they can set their own price. They can do whatever they want outside of the insurance system.
I'll tell you what, the insurance, it's got to be a heck of a lot easier for a doctor to just say, yeah, I'll take 3 ounces of silver for this visit or whatever it is that they say.
Exactly.
Than having to go through the whole process of, you know, filing. My wife does that for a doctor, and I can only imagine, the overhead. It probably doubles or triples the cost that it takes for them to run their office. And
exactly. For a year membership, the doctor can promote their business on my site. The consumers can go on the site and see what doctors are there, what they're offering. And they do the trade amongst themselves. I don't get involved in any other way.
I see. So the merchant goes, they get the account, they put up what they will accept silver for. So maybe they aren't accepting silver for all of their services or all of their products, but they can.
Correct.
They can opt in to whatever it is they want to offer, and you're basically playing the intermediary, linking up consumers with the various different businesses that are available to take silver.
That's right, and that's in the Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, those 4 states.
All right, well, let's give you a free plug. What's the website?
It's DelValleySilver.com.
DelValleySilver.com. Now, is this something that you programmed? Are you a programmer? How did you get the...
No, I didn't program it. My programmer is a member of the community, though, so it's a good plug for him. Now, I came up with the idea. I was part of ALCS. I didn't like the model. I thought it wasn't fair to the consumer. So I wanted to sell silver at the lowest price possible.
What are the tokens that you mentioned? You mentioned silver tokens earlier. What are those?
Tokens are 1 ounce of 1 ounce of silver. Purity is 0.999.
And how much
comes from the Golden State Mint out in California.
How much do you sell these for?
They sell for $1.50 over spot on the site. So right now they're about $19.89, if I remember right.
Plus shipping, right?
Plus shipping is $6.75 up to 100 tokens.
I have one. I bought one when I was down in Pennsylvania. So
now besides,
I designed them.
So now, but that's really cool. Now, besides the plug that you just got here, and we are on station down in Delaware on WGMD FM. But besides that, what do you plan on doing to market your service to consumers? Obviously, you're going around to businesses and you know introducing them to it. But what about the consumers? How are you getting the word out?
I've been marketing to a lot of the Freedom people. We go to conventions. A lot of it is word of mouth right now. I just started up. The website's been up 8 weeks, not even 8 weeks. I have on Facebook, there's a Del Valle Silver group that has probably about 75 members now.
I think it's great. It reminds,
contact with them.
It reminds me a little bit of the Liberty Dollar model. I don't know how familiar you are with that, but for our listeners that don't know, there's I guess it's almost extinct currency called the Liberty Dollar that was unfortunately a few years ago raided by the federal government because, well, the feds don't like competition to their funny money. So they
but the difference
with
what Key's doing here is she just has ounces on her currency and there's no...
and you're not warehousing those ounces. Are you? They're shipping from elsewhere to directly to the consumers, so it's not like they're going to come in and raid
you. We don't have anything that looks official on our currency or on our tokens, I should say. We don't have any dollar signs on our tokens. We don't have any eagles on our tokens. Nothing that in God we trust, any liberty, anything like that, anything that they got indicted for, we don't have any of that.
Right.
So
plus
if they were to choose to come after me, they have to come up with a whole bunch of new stuff.
You don't have pallets of them sitting in a safe somewhere either to where the feds could just come in and steal them from you. They'd have to go out to the mint or wherever it is they're being produced.
Well, no, I'm not large enough to be able to afford pallets of anything.
So you're not holding any significant amount of inventory. That's good because you don't want to be targeted by the feds. We don't want operations like this, which are seems like a great idea to be targeted. Here's my next question for you. Let's presume this works out. Let's presume there is a demand for alternative money to be put out into circulation for businesses to meet up with consumers that want to do silver business. I think there's a demand for these things, and I hope this works out for you. Let's presume it does work out. How hard would it be for somebody over in Eureka, California, for instance, to start up something like this? Would it be to where you could sell your website platform for a small price to expand this out to other places to allow other people to sort of duplicate your idea in their local area?
Well, we could either do that or we've also thought about just expanding the base, changing the name or doing business as in. We can always add different parts of the country to the website and change the model. But for right now, we wanted to start with a directed four states so that we had a target market and see how it goes.
I think it sounds
so
really sharp.
Scattered all over the United States.
I agree.
Going willy-nilly.
Thank you for doing this. If people all across the nation do little things, and this isn't little, but I mean do things themselves to increase our own reliance on ourselves and to minimize reliance on government, then we will see freedom and liberty in our lifetimes.
Thanks, Key, and let us know how this goes. Maybe 6 months or a year down the road, let's see how well you've grown at that point. And of course, Free Talk Live does have advertising packages available. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. For when they expand,
right?
It's
not appropriate
the nationwide
the Del Valle currency exchange or whatever on
for when they go worldwide. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I'd love to see that kind of level of success for her. I think that's great. Innovators, she's innovating in in a much needed area, I think, at this time. So thank you for that, Key. 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. The live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 7th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,166.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,198.09, $5,99.05 for a half ounce, or $2,99.52 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,198.09, $5,99.05, or $2,99.52.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448. For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features free, so enjoy those on us. Those include live streams, got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even webcams, actually a couple different... This is the same cam, but you can watch it through a couple different providers, so you'll find one that works well for you, I'm sure. It's all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen. .freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use StartPage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. So you don't have to worry about your information being logged and cataloged and stored. You can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com, and it's third-party, verified and checked, so it really is private. Startpage.com.
All right, as we continue here with your calls, these poor guys have been waiting so long. Brooke Kelly is on the line with us, so ladies first. Brooke, you're on Free Talk Live from the Freedom Ride.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Hey, Brooke. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, Freedom Ride is actually over.
Oh,
but,
okay. Freedom Ride.
What?
Formerly of the Freedom Ride, then.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be doing another Freedom Ride next year, and I'm getting lots of people to do their own, such as Catherine Bleich and Critical Contact are going to be doing one. So, but I actually was at Continental Congress, so, and I was, of course, on the side. The big debate was, should we ask the people to practice civil disobedience or not? So just going to let y'all know I was there if anybody had any questions about that.
Yeah, what happened? Because we'd heard from William Kostrick, who is kind of made a name for himself nationwide when he carried an openly carried a pistol nearby an Obama campaign event. But he hasn't called us back since the end of the conference, so it'd be great to hear from you. What happened there with the suggestion of civil disobedience? You're talking about an event that gathered people together from across the country to talk about the depredations of the federal government and what to do about its awful, terrible things that it does to people, and what the next steps should be to take. And somebody proposed civil disobedience. I think it was called something different, though. Civic action was kind of the PC term that was attached to it. But yet it was still very, a heated debate. So what went down from your perspective?
They had to change a lot of the wording to try to appease the group. But Catherine Bleich and John Bush were trying to push it through. John Bush from Texas. Catherine Bleich from Missouri, and at first it seemed like everything was going okay. People were kind of, digging it, and then somebody got up and started speaking and just freaked everybody out and made it sound like if you do this, we're all going to jail, we're all going to be beaten or abused, and it's just the wrong, wrong way to go.
Oh, poor little slave.
Inciting fear. But it was a big shocker to me because I really thought I was getting together with a whole bunch of other people in the Liberty Movement, and come to find out there's just some really old timers in there that don't want to push the boundaries. And the thing is, it's like nobody wants to suggest that we send all of our favorite people to jail or where they can possibly get tased or hurt. But
sure.
The fact of the matter is, the media is not going to pay attention. They are not going to care one bit until we do something that is going to give them a good story that's going to sell.
I agree completely, Brooke, that the federal government isn't just going to tell you, it's okay, you can be free, people. You can do what you want to do as long as you don't hurt other people. They're never going to do that. The governments, by their very nature, grow. And they do not allow, let tame little serfs do what they want.
Well, in the end, it was decided that we should just pretty much sit down and take it. We should write to our congressmen, senators, and get this. Someone suggested that we have a national day of prayer and fasting, and that we all write to our congressmen to see if they'll join with us.
I'm for a national day of prayer and fasting. That's fine. But then you have to have another Continental Congress shortly thereafter to see how the national day of prayer and fasting went. And no one's prepared to drive out to Chicago and sit there for another 2 weeks while they hash this out. So I'm all for prayer and fasting. Please go ahead and do that. But that's not a solution. It's not a reason that people got together at the Continental Congress.
I can't say I'm surprised by any of this, Brooke. This tends to be just the way people are. The Americans are very docile. They're very obedient, even the people that supposedly believe in freedom. And from what I understand, there was some real debate on certain issues there a number of people there that were definitely not in favor of freedom on certain issues. So I think that the movement really does need people like you, Brooke, that are willing to take risks, that are willing to put something on the line in order to achieve freedom. Because, back when the first American Revolution was happening, those guys took some significant risks. I mean, they put it all on the line. Mark, you were saying
the lives,
earlier,
the fortune, and the sacred honor.
Right.
I mean, how many people put their lives, their fortune, or their sacred honor, even one of those things, up from this group at the Continental Congress? I mean, I sunshine patriots.
Yeah, and as though this old kind of method of begging is going to change something, as though that if you just get enough people asking their masters nicely enough, that their masters will decide to stop stealing money from them and forcing them into obedience. And there's never been any evidence that that actually happens. They just keep taking and taking and increasing their power, don't they?
Well, also, the thing to remember is that even if we all get together and work entirely within the framework of the law, we're still going to be a target because they know that we know and they have already classified us the enemy.
Absolutely.
But anybody who wants to find out, get more information about what happened at the Continental Congress, I made a video about it. I actually started the first ever Patriot reality TV show. It's called Puzzled. Right now it's on YouTube. It will be on my blog upcoming, but right now it's at youtube.com/UrbanHippieLove.
Urban Hippie Love. Very good.
I love the way she says that.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And I think that, if anything, the pathetic results from the Continental Congress, it just backs up my claim that the Free State Project is the most exciting liberty opportunity out there for people, to get people together who are willing to make a stand, who are willing to do a little bit more than just beg in front of their political masters to get their freedom back. And I think you're absolutely right. If you just work within the system, you're going to get what you've always gotten, which is very, very little.
We know what writing our congressman gets us. We know what trying to pass laws and taking things through the court system. We know what happens there. We know what happens if you try to get people who believe in the concepts of liberty elected. Well, the ones that do manage to get elected, there's a few of them that manage to keep their spine, but most of them get converted, and it's very difficult to get the ones elected in the first place, and then the ones that do get elected get converted to politicians, and then the ones that are left, they're a voice crying in the wilderness.
Brooke, thank you for the call tonight, and we appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. The other thing I liked that she said was that even if you're just doing politics, you're not immune from targeting. There are so many stories out there of politically oriented people that have decided to run for office. Somebody finally gets fed up with those darn representative types,
yep,
and they go in and they throw their hat into the ring, and if they happen to be a business owner, all of a sudden the health department shows up and the fire inspector shows up and all kinds of the political targeting goes on to essentially crush that person financially, to punish them,
yes,
for stepping into the political ring and competing with the good old boys.
Governments grow.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECA money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say no to government vaccinations. Say no to toxic overload. Say no to chemicals. Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain, the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses. Why risk government vaccinations? Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. It is the live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We get you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And that includes our Facebook group. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com to get on board over there. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. What if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. We've got new people moving up here all the time to get active in a way that heretofore was impossible in this liberty movement. freestateproject.org, because where you are, you're likely surrounded by the same kind of cowards that populated the Continental Congress, as Brooke was telling us about. These are people that are so frightened to death of what the federal government might do.
But we weren't there. That's the impression.
Brooke was on the phone with us, and she just told us about what they did. Somebody got up and told a real scary story about how if they do civil disobedience, they're going to come after us all. They're going to throw us all in jail. Oh, no. Well, you know, you're going to have to take a little bit of risk if you want to get freedom.
I do wonder about the type of people that went. I mean, you would think that they would draw inspiration from the Patriots during the Revolutionary War. And did those people say that, oh, my God, the British are going to throw us in jail?
Well, you said it earlier tonight. The reason why you won't, why you keep paying taxes is because you're afraid they're going to throw you in jail.
It's true.
So I mean, you're there, too, to some extent, Mark. Hello? You've at least made the move to New Hampshire to back yourself up with other
I'm willing to support other people that are doing it, and I'm not going to put roadblocks in the way
of... You won't talk against them for doing it. That's certainly the case. And, you know, the truth be told, if you get together with other people that are willing to do civil disobedience, it becomes all the more powerful. If you're a loner and you're not paying taxes and you live out in the middle of the woods and nobody knows who you are and they're not you're not socializing with them, your odds are much lower against as far as having success in in what you're doing. The government can just come snatch you up, call
also,
you crazy.
Also, I think there are ways that one can use the government's system to slow down their growth without having to resort to being a tax protester. Not to say that I don't support tax protesters. I do.
But there's other kinds of civil disobedience that one could involve oneself in.
Right. For instance, I got a ticket recently, and instead of just giving them their money, I'm going to go and find – I've got some questions.
Make them spend more money, because that's what most people do when they – and that's what I suggest for people. You don't have to go to the wall. You don't have to go and, not pay property taxes or not pay income tax, though I don't do the latter. But you don't have to. What you should do is maybe dabble in it. See what it's like to say no. Try it with a traffic ticket and see what it's like to not just go along with their pre-specified options and their demands, because that's what they're used to. They're used to people just shuffling in, ringing the cash register, paying up, being obedient, doing everything that they demand, they're demanded of, and then moving along, just trying to brush everything under the rug. If people just stopped doing that, if people just stopped going along with the program and started scheduling trial dates for things like speeding tickets and stuff like that, the system would be crushed. It's already overloaded. But if people started just taking trials for some of the silly nonsense crap that government passes out, all these tickets and marijuana possession and all of this victimless crime stuff.
Just fundraising.
Yeah, the system would not be able to handle it. The system exists because of the docility and the obedience of the American people.
And their tacit approval, as if speeding, as if going faster than the posted speed limit is somehow dangerous. And
if you thought it was dangerous, you wouldn't do it.
I really questioned that. Accidents can happen at any speed, and certainly more speed makes for a more dangerous accident. But, when I'm on the interstate, I find the people going the speed limit on the interstate are the ones that are dangerous, because the group of cars are the ones that have to, bottleneck in order to get around them, because they're going 80 when the speed limit says 70.
Let's get Steve on the line here in Cairo, Georgia, listening to WFLA FM. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian, how you doing?
Steve, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a question. I wonder if you can straighten me out on something.
All right, go for it.
I've been listening to so-called conservative talk radio, and I listen to your program. I don't listen consistently, but in listening to Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, and Glenn Beck, and now I seem to be getting the same impression from you, I hear a consistency of omission to make any reference to rights. Am I mishearing you?
Well, I think rights are an agreement of people.
I'm all in favor of rights.
Right. I don't know that they exist in the world.
They do. They certainly do. Rights are embodied powers of self-control.
What color are they? Are they prickly?
They are embodied powers of self-control.
They are not embodied in anything.
They're embodied in individual human beings.
So the rights are inside me.
That's right.
What color?
That's why they are inalienable.
Thomas Jefferson is not God. He did not. They are not real. All I'm trying to say to you is they do not exist in the.
Do you have the power to move your right arm?
Yes.
Is that not a power of self-control?
It's nerves and muscles.
They're clearly alienable.
Is it a power of self-control or not?
Steve, I'm with you, man. I'm in favor.
I agree in rights.
You're being combative.
I am not. I asked him a question, and he immediately started talking on as though my question didn't exist. Look, they don't exist in real life. However, I believe
they
are agreements.
They do exist in real life.
Okay, well, that's
show them to me.
I'll disagree with you on that one, Steve, because
they're self-evident to you. I don't need to show them to you, but now you deny them. You deny the existence of them.
No. I think what he's trying to explain.
People who claim that they want to turn this country around and set it on the right path, they do not want to do what is necessary to do. This country will never be put on the right path.
What's necessary?
By avoiding rights.
Dude, I fully support the. Can we talk about this concept here, Steve?
The foundational document of
Steve,
this nation.
You are being rigid. You're not even listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying rights do not exist.
They do
because
exist.
You cannot touch them, you cannot feel them, you cannot identify
powers
them.
Powers of self-control do exist.
Right. The fact that I can move my arm does not mean that I have rights. I agree that I
have
rights.
They're embodied within you.
See, he's not even listening to you, Mark. He's just talking when you start to talk. Steve, let me see if I can get through to Steve here. Steve, I fully agree that rights should exist.
Well,
I agree with the concept.
Exist.
Steve, can you just stop repeating that so I can actually get a sentence through to you? I agree with the concept of rights, but rights are an agreement between men and women.
Well, they're not an agreement between men. They exist embodied within human beings.
Then how can you get the right to life? How come I can shoot you in the head, Steve?
Because you misuse your powers of self-control.
But then you must not have the damn right to life.
For the purpose of other control, which is a usurpation and violation of rights.
So then they're not inalienable, then, are they?
Sure they are.
Define inalienable.
Apparently the bullet alienates your right to life.
They're inseparable from your essential nature. They are inseparable.
Well, I guess we just can't have freedom because these rights that you're talking about, I don't agree that they exist. Sorry.
They exist.
We should shut up. We should shut down the microphones now. Freedom is a lost cause because you and I can't agree about rights existing. That's it. Freedom's dead, man.
Look,
this is the most important issue that we could possibly address as far as freedom goes, the existence of rights.
Steve, your thoughts?
Is that a question?
It's an accusation.
An accusation?
Yes.
An accusation against whom?
You. I'm saying
What are you accusing me of? Say, tell me clearly what you're accusing me of.
I'm saying that you're telling me that because I don't believe that rights exist, that we can't have freedom.
Freedom to do what?
I contend that I'm free.
To exercise powers?
Powers?
Yes, powers of self-control.
Yeah, how about the freedom to live your life as you choose, as long as you don't harm anybody else?
This is what I hear from the other so-called conservative talk show hosts.
Well, we're not conservatives.
They say, we need to get back to the principles of the nation.
Did you hear that tonight?
And
I don't think anyone saw
that. I'm not finished.
Well, you didn't hear that on this show.
I'm not talking about you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm talking about the other four guys. In which I gave you their names.
Yeah.
Okay. They say we need to get back to the principles of the nation. And I ask when I hear that, what are the principles? Do they have anything to do with the rights and the purpose of government in securing those rights? No.
I would say they
go to commercial. Go to commercial.
Thank you. We'll do that. More in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Our new program director. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, a national journal of libertarian opinion, news, investigation, and intellectual exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free on the site, so enjoy those. And if you like this program, we need your vote at the Podcast Awards. It's happening right now at podcastawards.com. It's going for the next couple days. I believe it ends on the 30th. I'm not sure exactly what time. Maybe, Mark, you could go and look at the rules, and we'll see if we can find out exactly when it ends. But today, tomorrow, and perhaps the day after that, you'll have the opportunity to vote for Free Talk Live at podcastawards.com, and we do need your votes because we're up against some pretty heavy competition this year. And if you are able to access the internet and you have an email address, you can vote. Go to podcastawards.com, scroll down the page. We're in the political category, and it's Free Talk Live. Select that, fill out your name and email address information below that, and submit your vote. You might be email checked just to verify that you are indeed a real-life human being and not some sort of voting robot. And that will register your vote for today. And you can, again, do it every single day between now and November 30th. Do you have more information on that, Mark?
Midnight.
Midnight Eastern. On the 30th?
Yes.
So meaning?
The evening of the 30th.
So all day on the 30th you can also vote. Okay, very good. So thank you if you've already voted, and please vote again because you can do it every day at podcastawards.com for Free Talk Live in the political category. Now, Steve is off the line at this point. He called in from Cairo listening to WFLA FM. And
I feel like we had the opportunity to really have a lot in common with Steve, but we just couldn't seem to get past this whole rights are real thing.
Yeah, I love the idea. I really do. I think the idea of rights is a solid idea, and that's what it is. It's an idea just like so many other ideas that are good or bad. This one's a good one.
I agree. And the reason they call rights theory, not rights fact, is because rights are a theory. They're not fact. I mean, yes, I can move my arm, as Steve said, but there are times when if I move my arm that somebody in authority will come and drag me off to jail or fine me or whatever it is that they want. They do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know that the fact that one can move one's arm means that one has a right.
I think that one only has rights when others are willing to honor and respect those rights. It's an agreement between human beings that benefits everybody who agrees to it.
Right. And so, I mean, you know, if it's real, then my dog can move her, you know, the equivalent to her arm. Does she have a right? Did the thing that I had for lunch, which at one point could move its arm, does it have a right? Did I take the right of that, I think I had pork for lunch, that pig away by eating it? I mean, the simple fact that the pig
doesn't have a right because it can't come to an agreement.
But it can move its arm.
Yeah, okay, good point.
But the pig can't come to an agreement, which is what we were claiming rights were, but it can move its arm, and he was claiming that rights are real because you can move your arm or whatever.
He also threw out the term inalienable as though that's what rights were. He was just kind of making declarative statements about what he believes about rights. So we have rights, and rights are inalienable. And when I said, well, if they're inalienable, how can they be taken away from you? Because the definition of inalienable is that they are not transferable to another or capable of being repudiated. You cannot...
I thought inalienable was the improper grammar, and it was actually unalienable and had been used in the Declaration of Independence improperly.
There is a related word called unalienable.
Yeah, it's my understanding that unalienable is the proper word, but inalienable, just through its usage, has become normal English.
My point being, the definition of in or unalienable is that it cannot be repudiated. And so, therefore, you would think that if you had those rights, then, you know, people, the cops, when they were trying to arrest people for victimless crimes, would be bounced back. There'd be some sort of ethereal force that would prevent them from pulling your hands behind your back, putting the metal cuffs on, and throwing you in a cage. Clearly, your rights are alienable because they're alienated all the time. People have their rights stolen from them frequently. We started the show out with a story about a mom who decided that she didn't want to have a C-section, so the doctors stole her baby from her.
Right. You'd think that the woman had the right. I believe the woman has the right to have a child, and, you know, because she had a child, she'd have the right to it, but they took her child. So apparently she doesn't have the right to. I mean, she's right in having the child, and they're wrong in taking it from her, but... You know.
Do I want to live around people who agree with rights? Yes, I do. Do I want to make that an important part of any society in which I live? Yes, I do. Are rights important to me? Absolutely.
Right. And in the world of agreement, things are real in the world of agreement. I'll give you that. They're a different level of reality, but they're not real in the sense that you can touch them. And those are things that are really real. They don't matter. They have weight. They take up space. That's what reality is defined by. I'm married to a woman because I have an agreement with her. But other than a piece of paper that was given to me by the government and the church that we got married at, I mean, is a marriage real?
It's just a concept.
If we break up, are we really married? I mean, I suppose we still have the piece of paper and we haven't dissolved the agreement.
That's only evidence of the agreement.
Right.
Let's go to Brandon, listening to WTNY in Watertown, New York. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey. Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to say, first of all, this is only my second time being able to hear you guys' show, and I really like it. And I had a quick question about...
What do you like about the show, Brandon?
Oh, the way you guys speak. I've been listening to, like, Laura and Glenn and some other people on this station, and just... I think you guys set yourself apart, just the way that you speak and the way that you are actually, you're able to take criticism and actually speak with people. I like that.
I enjoy that. Like critical calls. I mean, there are some talk shows where they screen out anybody that's got a challenging opinion from calling into the show. I think the best times on Free Talk Live are when challenging callers will call in.
They're very interesting, and I like that. But I had one specific question that might not really have a lot to do with what you guys have been talking about.
That's all right. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Go ahead.
Excellent. Thank you. Earlier, I think you did say something about something to do with the medical field. But, well, I had an appointment with a psychologist recently for through the Social Security office. And I just wondered, because he seemed... He was a horrible person, in my opinion. Just not a good doctor, a good psychologist. And I wondered if the doctors that, just in opinion, if you think that they are judging, maybe writing their what they give to the Social Security Administration in a way for, are they different from a private practice, someone who's not getting money from the government? Because I think that he I didn't enjoy that experience.
Well, I'd say that he is different because he's incentivized to be different.
If he was any good, he'd be in private practice.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that I'm entirely ready to say that, but I think that incentives are different. When the government's writing him a check, he's incentivized to do what the government wants him to do. When he's in private practice, he's incentivized to do what I want him to do. That's how we, you know, that's the arrangement we have. And if he doesn't do what I want him to do, I stop giving him the check every week or whatever that we go to, that I go to him.
Right. Okay. Thank you. And I assume that myself, but I don't know. I didn't feel like I was fairly evaluated, and I don't think I was treated fairly. So I appreciate your time. And
there's nothing you can do about it. It's the government, so they'll do whatever they want.
And you know, and I would have to say, if I'm still on there, if I'm still speaking with you guys, I'm a young man. I'm 26. I truly do need some sort of help. I'm lost. I'm just all by myself, living off an inheritance that's almost gone. And
my gosh.
Not boo-hooing, but I don't understand. There are people out there, I see them all the time, every day. They just suck things dry. They take advantage of every little crevice and niche they can stick their horrible asses into. And I need a little bit of guidance, and I can't get it because of people like that that work for the government.
Why? Okay, now I'm curious. You've piqued my interest a little bit more here. What is it that you went to the Social Security office for to get to a psychologist? I how did one lead to the other? I'm not sure about that.
I'm sorry. About 6-7 years ago, I was diagnosed with quite a few things, and I had acquired, I guess you could say, social security due to disabilities mentally. And my mother at that point in time said, you know, I didn't like that. So I said, okay, I don't want to do this. I want to work. I'm young. I don't want to get a check. I'm good. And I tried that. It didn't work. And, you know, 7-8 years later down the road, here we are. I'm kind of taking my late mother's advice now. So the help that I had at the point when I didn't want it, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be able to get now, whether it be Medicaid or help with prescriptions or even just therapy, because of one individual.
Because of
an arbitrary system.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that it stinks. You know, if the government hadn't inserted itself into the medical systems, including the counseling systems, prices would be significantly lower. You'd be able to get the help that you needed at some rate that was agreeable to you, and you know, you'd be able to make your own decisions.
I'm curious. I'd like to find out a little bit more about what your problem is and why it is you can't work. My curiosity is still piqued. Would you mind hanging through the news, Brandon?
Absolutely. I'll be right here.
All right. We're going to put you on hold. We'll bring Brandon back in a moment. 800-259-9231. What can Brandon do that doesn't involve getting some sort of assistance from a government program? Is there something else out there for him? Maybe you've got a suggestion. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.